I just watched it because my friends and I, like, we have a group, and like when Avengers came out, we're like, we're gonna be all, everybody from the Avengers.
Can I be in that? I can be Black Widow.
Yeah, because we don't have Black Widow.
That
yet.
Way you don't have like a guy like trying to have boobs. He's like, right? I promise I'm a girl.
Okay, let's get started, guys.
No.
Yeah.
That was about a 40-minute interview.
Here we go.
Well, April wouldn't shut up.
That's my job to ask questions. Well, thank you.
Logan pulled an exclusive leave. Out of him.
Yeah.
Like, that we got to cut out.
Really? Hey. All right, here we go. In 3, 2.
This is Yvonne Ventresca, author of Pandemic. You're listening to Comic Pop Library.
And welcome to another episode of Comic Popcorn Movies. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Luis,
Jonathan,
and Logan.
I completely missed that.
Right?
keep going.
And we're going to be looking at Thor 2, The Dark World today. And this stars Chris Hemsworth as Thor, Natalie Portman as Jane Foster, Tom Hiddleston, who's probably most everybody's favorite, as Loki, Anthony Hopkins as Odin, Christopher Eccleston as Malekith, who's the Dark Elf, the leader of the Dark Elves.
Okay, and now I'm going to have to watch this because I like Christopher.
You got to watch
it. Oh, I thought
now.
You were going to say because you like elves.
No.
Elves, though.
Christopher Eccleston is one of my actual favorite British actors.
But then there's a whole cast of other members, but one of them that we didn't catch in the first Thor movie that we caught in the second one, her name's Kat Dennings, and she plays Darcy Lewis. And I started looking at her, and I looked at April, and I like, two broke girls. And April looked, and she goes, yeah.
That is true.
She's the dark-haired actor in Two Broke Girls, so it was kind of fun to see that.
Because
we didn't catch it in the first Thor movie. But this came out in 2013. It was rated PG-13. And let me see, for intense sci-fi action, violence, and some suggestive content. So that's why I gained that.
It's because of the cape.
Okay.
And Loki, primarily. Oh, wow.
But we'll read off a quick synopsis of the storyline here, and then we'll get into our thoughts about the movie. It's thousands of years ago, and a race begins. Beings known as Dark Elves try to send the universe into darkness by using a weapon known as the Aether. Warriors of Asgard stop them, but their leader, Malekith, escapes to wait for another opportunity. The warriors find the Aether, and since it cannot be destroyed, they try to hide it. In the present day, Jane Foster awaits the return of Thor, although it has been 2 years since they last saw one another. And he came back for Avengers, but didn't go see her.
Right.
Yeah.
2 years.
She said, that's exactly what she said, too. She was like, I saw you on the news in New York. And he's like, I had some other stuff to do.
I was busy, I'm sorry.
Right.
In the meantime, Thor has been trying to bring peace to the Nine Realms. Jane discovers an anomaly similar to the one that brought Thor to Earth. She goes to investigate, finds a wormhole, and sucked into it. Back in Asgard, Thor wishes to return to Earth, but his father Odin refuses to let him. Thor learns from Heimdall, who can see into all of the realms, that Jane disappeared. Thor then returns to Earth just as Jane reappears. However, when some policemen try to arrest her, an unknown energy repulses them. And so it begins. Jane has gotten basically has been infected with the Aether.
Yeah. Right.
So the story begins. to me, one of the weirdest parts was, like Ricardi already mentioned, it's 2 years, but in between there, he came and helped the Avengers and back out and didn't go see
his love of his life.
Yeah. You know.
Why do they like each other?
Yeah, you could spend maybe 10 minutes.
Did they give us concrete, like they have things in common with each other?
Pitter patter.
I think that was pretty much the first movie.
Maybe she's like, he's a god. Maybe he's awesome.
Right.
He's just hot.
Did they teach him to use the internet in the first movie? Because that might be the problem.
He doesn't know how to
use the internet. Because if he has no clue where she is and doesn't know how to use the internet.
I don't think you can ask.
Do you get reception that far away?
I don't think so.
We crashed. What the crap? Loud,
Logan. That was Logan that time.
Sorry.
He's never done that before.
What?
He crashed us.
Got too loud
when he came back in. One of the things, of course, Loki's one of the more popular characters.
I love Loki.
And you get to see a bit of him, and he does his trickery.
He is honestly what kept me watching the movie. Well,
all the ladies love Loki, of course.
Yeah, we do. He's hot.
Jonathan,
bad guys, man. But because I remember we had a take two trying to watch this movie because the first one was late. And I was tired, and like the reason I was keeping my eyes open so long because I was like, Loki's gonna be in the next shot.
Is it bad that I didn't fall asleep halfway through the movie? It's not that it was boring; it was just I was tired that day.
Yeah, well, that's how I was.
My friends dragged me to the movies. They're like, "Let's go watch Thor," and I was like,
oh. "Yeah." And on the second take of it, you know, when we successfully watched it, and the rest of it, I was reading. Reading, and I was still like half paying attention, but you know,
just listening. Yeah.
And then I was like, and Loki's gonna be, oh yeah? Yeah, talk, where's Loki? Okay, no Loki, all right. I just have a problem with Thor in general. Thor's not my favorite superhero.
He's probably the least favorite of probably the Marvel characters that's in movies right now.
Right.
I don't know.
The least exciting.
He's just too
stupid. Robot.
Yeah. Exactly. He's just like me, Thor.
He's too. Know?
He's a Hulk.
Simplistic man. He's too.
Well, Hulk is even better in the movie sometimes.
Well, not in his movie.
Yeah, the Hulk's kind of struggled in there.
Right.
Yeah. That was their one dive bomb. Yeah. Like,
I think he. But, I thought he was pretty awesome in the Avengers.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I feel like if they had, was the Incredible Hulk, was it with the same actor?
No.
I feel like if they had made the movie now with this Hulk and with, you know, and done it with the sea of Marvel, then it would have been really good.
Right.
Well, right now for Avengers, Ruffalo is going to be the Hulk for the Avengers movies. Whether they get another individual movie with him,
who knows?
Ruffalo was in the Hulk in Avengers.
Okay, because he's the best one. I'm not good with actors.
I can't remember. Who they were in the first two,
I don't know,
Hulk movies.
I just know they were different.
But I know it was Eric Bana, I think, was one, and then they changed it out for another actor.
The only Hulk I've ever seen was the one from Avengers. So.
Mm.
Yeah. And he did a good job, I thought.
That's what I thought. I thought he was the best one.
Anyways, we're talking about
and Thor. He's basically, I mean, Hemsworth has the character.
Right.
I mean, I think he does a good job with portraying the...
I have no problems with the actor who plays Thor. It's just the character of Thor that I have a problem with.
In general.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you can't blame the
actor for the character, yeah. Right.
And it's not like he's doing a bad acting job, because I think he's great.
Yeah. Right.
I think he's an amazing actor.
And they have some pretty intense fight scenes in this one.
I mean, well, especially in the beginning where he's like, he throws his hammer at the giant and it crumbles into dust. And he's like, who's next? Or whatever he said.
It's been a while. I don't.
Oh, no. He's like, who's ready to surrender? Something like that.
With the essence of the wormholes, that was actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, and it's not.
Teleport blade.
Right. And it's not the Jane character that makes it funny, it's the assistant. And her assistant.
Oh, my God. Right.
That makes it so
they're
fun.
They're probably... Honestly, I don't understand Thor and whatever the crap her name is. I don't like her enough to know her name. What's her name?
Which
Jane
one?
Jane Foster.
Thor's girl.
Her actual name? Natalie Portman.
I don't care about that.
Jane.
Jane Foster.
Jane? I don't like her. Jane. I don't like either of them. That's why I don't pay attention in the movie.
Okay. The one thing that I've noticed, April, is that you don't like any of the female characters.
Competition.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Did they ever explain what he was trying to do sans clothing at Stonehenge?
Not really, because the professor, her professor mentor, he spent most of the movie running around without any clothes on.
Right.
That was probably the best. I was like, that's perfection.
So all the side characters were kind of more interesting.
They made the movie.
They had a funner movie. Made the movie funner.
Yeah. Right.
Except for Loki. He steals the scenes every time he's
Loki mm-hmm. and the little guys made the movie.
Okay. I do have one question.
Uh-huh.
How the heck did they repair the bridge after they destroyed it in the first movie?
Well, it there's took 2 years. And nails.
They had 2 years to repair it.
Sometimes cement is
sure
involved.
They, I'm pretty sure in 2 years they could have finished.
Yeah. It just didn't make sense because they said, like, in the first movie, they were like, oh, you can never go to Earth because the bridge
we
is destroyed.
Broke the
they
bridge.
Didn't right. use the bridge, though.
They teleported. They used
the bridge
beam up
to some
deal.
Of the other X sections.
Yeah, but it's
just
the
not the
Earth that's destroyed. They didn't use the bridge to go to Earth.
Because they had to go the back way through.
Yeah, Loki's
way.
Because
Loki knew where it was at. Which, so.
I gotta say.
Did it apparently go straight to the Dark Elves planet?
I think so.
Yeah.
Somewhere in
so
there.
So Loki got to and from Asgard by going to a Dark Elf planet. With Whoa. No Dark Elves at all.
Well, I'm not sure if it was their planet or a different planet, because they were in space.
Yeah.
Waiting in their spaceship. And part of this, and I think April kind of caught it, and Logan definitely did, felt like Star Wars. Because of the spaceships and the space. Because one of their vehicles that they used is really similar to a B-Wing.
Yeah, because I picked up on it. I really? Didn't know what it was called. Because once again, I'm horrible with names. But I'm like, Star Wars spaceship right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I did notice that.
Yeah.
When they started invading Asgard, like I noticed that. I'm like.
They kind of had the big pod on one end. And
right.
The cylinder
and you're like, oh, I've seen that.
I'm going to have to show you guys a video on YouTube. It's called like how. Thor 2 should have ended. It's pretty funny.
Oh, well,
if it was anything like April's video last week.
Oh, that thing's hilarious. I can watch it over and over.
Well, the ending, the final battle was pretty, I mean, they destroyed the heck out of it. I don't know if it was London,
it was London.
Or Greenwich or where they were.
And
at.
I loved how, you know, in like other Avengers movies where it's set in America, everyone's like freaking out and like running and screaming right. and it's chaos. Yeah. In London, they politely run a little ways or they politely get in a huddle and video it. But
the
there's
window.
No... Yeah,
it's because they're making fun of society now where you just take out your phone and
right.
what's going on.
I just thought right. how calm and collected it was. Like in general. And the Jane...
Yep.
Yeah, I got to think of... oh, God.
Think of Spidey.
Yeah. And Jane, she even told him, she's like, what are you doing? And they're like, why? And like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. And what was your comment?
Well, there was one comment that I can't remember, but I can go ahead and do a different comment.
Okay, go for it.
And Jane is now warning that while short bursts of the essence of magic can indeed help, having the entirety of magic running through your systems is a good way to get pretty much killed.
Fried. Yeah. True. That is true. She becomes the vessel of the ether, which is kind of an ad hoc way they did that. They send her through a wormhole that happens to take her to the planet where she reaches her hand in a stone, kind of a crevice, and the ether connects to her.
And didn't she reach her hand in because there was skittering in there?
Something like that. I can't remember what
it was. Shiny?
Not even shiny. Skittering.
Might have been.
I thought that once she got sucked in, she got sucked into some kind of pool thing because... From what I saw, she was like surrounded like a bunch of liquid and stuff.
Yep. And that was the ether.
Okay.
And it basically soaked into her. Yeah. And I mean, it worked, but it's kind of like, okay, that's one way to get her into the movie where, in essence, they could have left her by the side if they really wanted to.
Right.
I mean, she wasn't, I mean, the love interest is there and it gives him a reason to go back to Earth, I guess. Yeah. So they got to have
that. Well, when you have any heroes movie, you've got like Iron Man isn't going to have, you're not going to have an Iron Man without Pepper Potts in it.
It's true.
Right.
You know,
but she fits. She's not going to go anywhere.
She's his secretary.
Mm. Yeah. But she's also his love interest.
Well, this is a, in essence, they're not really even gods. They're more aliens in this Marvel universe. They just happen to have godlike powers.
We just so happen to see them as
right.
gods.
And it's you know, they're so far away, its bridge has been broken. And they could have led into the story with her not even being there and still picked right. it up. But they did keep that there to give him a reason
to go back.
Because he basically got banished from Asgard by his father Odin because he wanted to come back because he wasn't his true love. And when he had somebody in Asgard that liked him.
I don't hate Jane. I just have a general dislike of Jane. No, I liked her assistant, though. She had spunk, you know, and she fit perfectly with her little assistants. They're cute. Who I hated for girls in this was that warrior.
The Sif? The warrior lady? Sif.
The one who
or
kind
was
of...
It the mom?
The one who tries to always get with Thor.
Okay, Sif. The one who was doing the fighting.
Yep.
I didn't like her at all. That's who I didn't like.
The one
like John said, any female.
Right.
No, I just said I liked her assistant.
I know you did.
The one part that I thought was really sad in the whole movie was when they actually killed off Thor's mom. I'm like, oh.
Spoiler.
That's a little late there. Yeah. Yeah, so gone.
No. That's all right.
True, that was one section. But she put up a good fight. She had a good end.
Right.
She had a good fit. Yeah. End. But I was thinking some of the other shades of Star Wars that we got was during the manipulation phase between Loki and Thor and the Dark Elf King, because the Dark Elf and Thor were fighting. And
cut off the hand. Oh, my gosh.
And then in the end, it's revealed that, oh, no, this is just Loki doing one of his projections.
I know, but yeah, we saw the cutoff, and we're like, are you serious right now? I mean, and me, you know, I'm still hung up at Natalie Portman's in general. I'm like, dear God, you've got enough Star Wars in there with just her being there. Right. You don't need anything else.
Go for it.
And given Loki's Mirage powers as seen, or illusion powers, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
You have no way of knowing if he dies ever.
True.
Yeah.
So they can resurrect him at any time, basically retconning.
Well,
because he is Trickster God.
Yeah.
He can cast illusion.
Basically, he's supposed to die, but then at the end, it's showing that.
Nope.
Here I am.
He did not die.
I thought he was dead at the end of the Avengers movie.
No.
Actually, because then it. That one creature eat him or something?
No, he was captured.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Thor took
him because
back.
Something fell on top of him and.
Well, the Hulk kind of
smashed him.
Right.
He's
was
a god.
A rag doll.
With
the Hulk going bam, 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 bam.
He can handle
There's
that.
The Hulk versus Thor movie. Hulk pretty much trashes that card.
Right.
No, with Loki.
Hulk is under Loki's control in that movie.
But anyway,
yeah, with
picking up stuff
with the Loki, you know, dying at the end, you know, I bet a lot of the fangirls or fans of Loki in general, boy or girl, was like, holy crap, like that, like
he's
they
dead.
Were about to die inside,
right?
And I wasn't even stressed. I'm like, do you not know who that is? First off, they would lose so much money if they took out Loki. There's no way they're getting rid of him. And his role is, like Logan said, the god of tricks. You know, like, he's good. Don't even worry about it. Like,
In the comics, is he currently, or was this a while ago, but he's going around as a woman just because.
So. Don't know if it's current, but it was in the past here recently. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
But one of the things, the ending, the coda. It kind of different. The last two. What do we not want to do? The coda.
Oh, we're not the little bit at the end.
Yeah.
Are we talking about that?
Do we want to or not?
Mm.
No.
Let people watch it. I don't know.
Yeah. Let people watch it.
I don't want to give that
again,
away. Yeah.
There's another coda at the end of the movie. You'll have to set through the credits or halfway through the credits.
Heck, on
somewhere
DVD,
in there.
You just fast forward
just
through.
Fast
right.
Forward
through. If you sit through them, you're strange.
Hey, there are some
unless you're in the movie
names.
Theater, you gotta say
there are some interesting names in those credits.
True.
You read all of them.
But actually, it's kind of a smart thing for the movie studios to start doing. And I know Marvel started it
to make
recently,
people sit through it.
To make people sit through the credits. Because most people would get up and go, where in the past, people would actually sit and watch the credits and listen to the music.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about my generation. I'm talking about even
older than mine. Our lifestyle is too fast for that.
Yeah. Like, occasionally when we're on the road, when we still had a DVD player in our car, when I brought along Blue Submarine number 6, I would force you to listen through the credits just because.
To listen to the music.
Yeah.
So we've done that. This movie, it had its action-packed scenes, but it also had a few dragging scenes.
Oh, definitely. A little slow. I thought it dragged from where Jane got her that juice sucked into her.
Okay, the ether?
Yeah, the ether. I'm not good with names of anything, guys. Bear with me. I think it dragged between that point up to where the attack on Asgard. Loki, and where they bust out Loki. Because that was a big lull.
And he was kind of moping in the bar and tavern, whatever.
And everyone's throwing fits, and there's a lot of politicking going on. It's like, I don't care.
But this is one that you want for your library, if nothing else, to go with your Marvel collection, because they all are tied together.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is one to add to your collection to keep them joined with it. Even if it gets worn out, I think there will be enough checkouts to warrant to keep it in there, because when a new movie comes out, people tend to go back and watch the older ones to get kind of caught up before they go see the new one. So it'll be a way to help with the circulation points that way as well. So this is one I would say put in your collections. Doesn't matter what size library you're in.
Yeah.
You'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
You'll have this circulation. Even if you don't enjoy it yourself, your patrons will. And just one extra little tidbit, just because I thought Jonathan was going to bring this up, but he didn't.
Wow, Jonathan. Wow.
Slacking. You're slacking, man.
I mentioned Christopher Eccleston.
Right.
And
he was a Doctor Who.
Yep. He was the Ninth Doctor. So.
He was.
Yes.
So all of you that are Who
actually
fans.
Actually my favorite
Whovians,
Doctor Who.
He's my, oh my gosh, he's my favorite too, because it goes Eccleston and then Tennant. Yep. And usually it's Tennant's first, but Tennant's second for me.
I think the second favorite Doctor Who for me is Matt.
Ooh. Smith. Yeah. I don't think he makes my top five.
Well, I think that he's one of the most definitely funnier doctors.
He does have some quirky characteristics that are kind of
I
fun.
I couldn't get into his funny,
I like
though.
Tennant the best.
I got into Tennant's funny more than
And then Eccleston, then probably Tom Baker, Smith, and probably after that. Mm-hmm. But don't know about the new Doctor yet. Cause
I'm
not saying that I didn't like David. I think he did a good job.
Oh, yeah.
Christopher Eccleston is most definitely my favorite Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I've seen, though, after you get to the middle of the current season, whatever the current Doctor is your favorite, so it's only all Doctors before the current season that you can get an accurate read, or the current two seasons that you can get an accurate read on who your favorite Doctor is.
I do have a question for Logan and April, though. Uh-oh. I want to hear this for myself.
Okay.
What was the creepiest episode for you guys?
Doctor Who.
Of Doctor Who.
Are you my mummy?
Yeah.
That's
the creepiest one for me.
That's the one that I was hoping you were going to say. I didn't find that so creepy, but I heard that you guys had found it pretty creepy.
Yeah.
When they were
younger.
Did
we? Yeah, I can't. I remember thinking like, well, it's still creepy. You know, of course, I'm not scared of it now, but it's creepy in a cool way now for me.
Right.
And I think that's why I don't. Well, that's ago? Probably why Something I wouldn't. Because like I thought of the Weeping Angels episodes as well when they were brought in, and the first one when they were brought in.
Well, see, I don't think the Weeping Angels are a credible enough villain for me.
Oh, I love him. But I think we were old enough at that point to where it wasn't creepy bad. It was creepy cool for me, anyways.
And we've dived off into a Doctor Who podcast. I knew it was going to happen when
There's
I mentioned it, but that's all right.
The hospital one. That one wasn't so creepy for me.
I'm not sure what it was about because I can't remember.
I could see where you were coming with like that huge old rhinoceros thing coming at you. Like
what rhinoceros thing?
The hospital episode.
I thought that episode was stupid, to be really honest.
Are you talking about the
Like
okay.
I said, this
Hotel
isn't a
episode.
Doctor.
We're
no.
getting off topic.
All right, guys. We're not a Who podcast yet. We'll be doing some Who probably in the future. But we're on Thor right now, the Dark What did I say?
I don't know. The Dark, Dark Knight.
World. The Dark Knight.
Yes, Thor: Smash The Dark up. World. So if you go out there, I know you guys probably already own it, but definitely keep it on your shelves for it to be checked out over and over. We're having fun here, everybody. We hope everybody out there is having fun. We'll see you at the movies.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.